You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It is not going too terribly far out on a limb here to predict that when Jay Powell goes up to Capitol Hill tomorrow for the first of 2 days of testimony before Senate and House committees, that he is going to get some questions about inflation, macroeconomic topic A that it is. And he's going to get some questions about interest rates and unemployment and whatever else is front of all those congressional minds. Also, though, somebody surely is going to ask the Fed chair about a recession and what the odds are. So, from the Marketplace desk of tomorrow's news today, Marketplace's Sabri Benishore gets us going.
Sai Dahari is a New Jersey-based event planner.
For agencies and companies and high net worth individuals.
Last year was great.
Probably one of the best years I've had personally.
In the event planning business, people book months, even a year in advance. So Dahari's schedule is a tiny one-man window onto the future, and the view is not ideal.
This year, I can feel that there's less work, there's less contracts, and more so now versus the beginning of this year. Even the beginning of this year felt good.
Now, some of this is expected. Last year was a boom year, and that can't last forever. Jonathan Pingle is chief U.S. economist at UBS.
Even if growth in 2022 holds up reasonably well, it's pretty likely the U.S. economy sees at least a pretty large deceleration by any historical comparison.
The question is whether that will tip into recession, and forecasts vary.
Well, I mean, we put the recession odds at 17% at the moment, but I would qualify that by saying we have three different models, and one of which the odds have moved up to 40% with the most recent data.
His models look at things like housing permits, manufacturing levels, the labor market, which show signs of cooling. But jobless claims so far aren't alarming, and the stock market, as bad as it is not the economy. However, Matthew Luzzetti, chief U.S. economist at Deutsche Bank, is more pessimistic.
We move to expect a recession as a baseline outcome.
As in, he thinks it's almost definitely going to happen.
But not this year, not imminently. Instead, we expect it to happen next year.
His reasoning is that the economy is very far from the Fed's targets on inflation and employment, so the Fed is going to have to continue to move aggressively.
And historically, when you look at periods that look like the current episode, they've ultimately ended with recessions that are driven by monetary policy tightening.
One silver lining, if we do get a recession, Luzzetti says it won't be on par with the great financial crisis. It would be much less severe. Of course, any recession isn't something you want to experience. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.